It's Friday, the 20th of March, just after 8 a.m. What I find hard to believe is that where the sun is just now, well, I don't find it hard to believe, but it's amazing its travel. The sun, that is, its position in the sky just now, and its position just before 10:30 yesterday morning. So just over 2 hours it travels from where it is to where it was, and it's quite a distance also. Oh, this is the morning, isn't it? This is the dawning of the age of Aquarius. It's actually my star sign, if you like. This is the eclipse. Well, if the skies stay the way they are just now, which is, I'd probably say 70% blue sky and 30% veiled and puffy white clouds, we might actually see the effect of the eclipse. But then again, I can't remember what time it is. If it's about 9:30, we'll probably be on the road. I won't be able to take any photographs because we're heading off for our first wee break of the year down to the Clyde Coast, to Weems Bay, Largs and Rosse. Just a long weekend. So slept well last night. Had a good sleep. Actually woke well before the alarm this morning. I don't know where it was. Expectation of getting away for a wee break, or just, I don't know, but I was happy to lie there and mull things over in my head. Mrs. Blackbird, or should I now call her Mrs.? Yes, she's building a nest, so I guess she's Mrs. now, is sitting on the fence, the sun, backlit by the sun, and her extreme wing feathers are almost translucent. Isn't translucent a great word? Translucent. Sounds like something imperial. There's another good word. Unless you're talking about pitch or threads. So I'm definitely feeling good this morning. I'm feeling relaxed and what's that other expression? Refreshed. No, please God, I don't go through what I went through yesterday morning. I have to thank Sarah at Sayre, who had actually responded to my memory block before I'd finished my audio. Oh dear Lord. It's quite breezy this morning actually. But it's dry, it's fine and dry. The sun is shining through. Seems to be winning the war over the clouds at the moment. It's hard to believe that we're already at this stage of March. It really only seems like a week ago that we entered March. Mr. Blackbird picks at a wee bit of bread and stops to give his head a scratch with his foot claw. And she's come back. Is she off to? I see what she's doing. She's went up to one of the higher trees over the fence and then checked all clear and zoomed into the big laurel bush where a nest will be. Well, in progress at least. Best of it was that the tallest part of it, which is about 15 feet, I was going to hack off at the start of the year. Seriously, I was, thought it's getting a wee bit top heavy or leaning over the fence, so I'll take it back. I'm glad I didn't now, because she's built her nest in there. And a wee blue tit. First of all, a wee blue tit is using one of my nesting boxes. There are two up around the side of the house. And just watched the big silly wood pigeon picking up, or not picking up, but had a beak, or has a beak, full of nesting material. It's all go with nature, isn't it? And really, I can only talk about the birds. But all of nature at this time here is just a buzz. No time. I haven't got time to stop. I haven't got time to think about things. I've just got to get on with what I'm doing. The drive, the urge within the creatures. Miss Blackbird was tugging something out. What have you got? She was tugging something out below the wee logs that I've got just sitting below the laurel bush. And it came out and it made her jump. I don't know what it is. But she's abandoned it. But I guess she doesn't like it after all. Nesting material she's looking for. Goodness gracious. Mrs. Blackwood, the garden's full of it. Or are you just too pernickety? Isn't that a great word? Pernickety. Who made that word up then? Pernickety. Well, time is short this morning. So much to do. I'm going to hit the road by just after 9. All being well. And please God that the weather stays like this at least on the way down. A nice run down the Clyde Coast. Especially since I spent 2 hours washing the Volvo yesterday. I won't see my garden for 3 or 4 days now. Oh, the birds. They'll still be there.